ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a Tongan woman has been granted the right to remain in New Zealand after the refugee tribunal found she would face persecution in Tonga because of her sexual orientation as a lesbian. She's currently recognised as a refugee under the tribunal, as qualified for protection due to the danger she may face in her home country. Now, Tonga is among several Pacific countries where same-sex relationships are outlawed and can carry jail time. For privacy reasons, we cannot reveal her identity, but to delve into the situation more, we're joined now by co-founder and executive director of the Tonga Lesbians Association, the only LGBTQI organisation in Tonga, Joey Jolene Mataele. With that, I say malo tau mai pongpongini, and welcome to the show, Joey.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be back on Radio ABC again and the Pacific Beach.
Thank you. Thank you really for your time this morning. Joey, I mean, first off, what was your reaction to this latest news from New Zealand?
My reaction is good on her. You know, I'm so happy that she's granted that refugee permit. And, you know, it's whoever can, you know, this is not the first time really for anyone from Tonga, from the LGBTIQ, you know, to seek refuge in Australia or New Zealand, because a lot, you know, we may be to the world with, you know, we're so accepting and all that, but when it comes to personal choices, you know, a lot of families are not very open about the sexuality of their children or, you know, their families, you know, and especially when it comes to lesbians, you know, gays and trans communities are so open, but when it comes to lesbians, it's such a very delicate issue or a topic, eh?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So then, am I hearing, Joey, that you agree with the New Zealand Tribunal's finding? Because out of that, you know, is she saying that, yes, there is persecution of people based on their sexual orientation?
Well, it really depends from which family that she comes from. But at the same time, you know, in our laws, it's still, the homosexuality law in Tonga still exists, and if New Zealand can give her the freedom to, you know, to live and be protected, I believe she deserves every bit of it. And I think she deserves a better life. And if it's happened to be in New Zealand, then by all means, you know, I don't know. But with me personally, I give her all the credit. And if I was ever able to, if it needs a letter of clarification or anything, you know, from our organization to support her, I would definitely do it, you know. And it's not because we support her, you know, whatever thing, but it's to support her to live a better life, you know, because lesbians are still very much a delicate issue in Tonga, because a lot of them are still in the closet, and, you know, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's talk about that, because, you know, we understand that civil unions are prohibited in Tonga, right? So do you then say others in the kingdom are also maybe fearful of coming out in the fact that they could also be persecuted?
But very much. I mean, they might not be persecuted by the law, but, you know, because even though the law is there, is in place, but there hasn't been any case of same-sex consensual relationship that has been persecuted, you know, not. But the problem is, a lot of them are being persecuted by the families. It's about what people as you know see, and they all for our families because of the culture and religion that we're so bombarded with. We get so. I don't know. Somehow I feel that we mix culture and religion together and it becomes a chaos. You know, before Christianity came to our shores, we had our culture and there was no labeling, no marginalization. And there was only status, king, nobles and commoners. There was nothing else, you know, and until that, you know, Christianity came. Nothing against Christianity. I love my Christian life. I'm a devoted Catholic, you know, because I come from a founding families of two churches, of two religions, the Mormon, the LDS, and the Catholic Church. But, you know, I live to believe that the Bible is there to support us, to teach us to love and not labeling and putting anyone down, no matter what color they are, no matter what sexual orientation, gender identity they are, you know, everybody has got a right to live and a right to life.
And this is the thing, though, you know, with a deeply Christian nation as Tonga, what then has or have you heard what the reaction has been like in Tonga on this story?
Well, to be honest, I haven't really heard anything at all. There hasn't been any, apart from the Kaniva posting, I haven't really heard anything back at home about, even from our own community, you know, from our LGBT community in Tonga, nothing has come up, you know, because maybe if it was happening in Tonga, then it will be kind of, but it's really, I mean, to be very honest, Agnes, and you know, our biggest cyberbullying, it comes from Tongans that lives overseas, you know, and it's ridiculous, you know, and these are people, when I even go into their pages, and these are people who, oh my gosh, if we have to list out things that they've done in their life, you know, in their lives, the whole church will collapse, you know, and oh my gosh, it, you know, the hypocrisy and people just pretending, you know, they have to have a saying, you know, that thinks that they have the right to put down anybody just because of their sexual orientation and gender identity or sexual characteristics, you know, it's pathetic, you know, and, you know, so, yeah, I,
well, this is unfortunately, the thing. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Joe. Well, this is the thing, Joey, you know, as you are proud advocate for the LGBTQI plus community, you know, who advocate a lot on behalf of the ladies in Tonga, what then do you think is the sort of reaction you're expecting from maybe Tonga's government about this news?
Well, again, I haven't heard anything from any of my even from my from my own district representative, nothing. I haven't heard anything from them, or even the people from the government that I actually know. They haven't said anything at all. I think they've got bigger problems to deal with, you know. What's going on now is we've actually translated the UN SOGIE's guideline, and that was asked by the Lord Speaker to actually translate it into Tongan language, and that we've been requested to to actually take that to all the districts, eh? In Tonga, and educate our people about the different genders and all that. And yeah, it's been very, very good, the response. There hasn't been any backlash on anything like that. We're even working with some of the ministries to actually adopt that language into, you know, the Family Protection Act and all that. So I think with our government, I think they're more worried about all these American ban and all that. I haven't, but to be honest, I haven't really heard anything at all until maybe when I get back home this weekend.
Yes.
I will know more about, you know, if there's anything at all. But there hasn't been any, even when I was listening to the radio, I was tuning into Radio A3Z yesterday, and even to the radio, to all the other radio broadcasting commissions.
It seems like a bit of a breaking news then for our community. Joey, that's all the time we have. And I do really appreciate you coming on the show this morning. It's probably a conversation that needs to continue to be had. We just want to say mālo pito for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No worries. That, of course, is Joey Jolene Mataele, Executive Director of the Tongalitis Association here on Pacific Beat.